Okay.
Sergio made threats and racial comments to the customer.
What?
No, just write that down, because I'm just trying to... I mean, it's cool. I just write that down to help me out.
No, you're saying that I said something?
No, but just the first, but I'll tell our DM, you know, because it'll help me out in my case a little bit. I'm just, you know.
You're no, that could cost me my job. No, I cannot do that.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
That was just too much. You got Almond coming down the other way. Almond coming down the wrong way over there. Meeting Almonds here tonight. Hey, everybody, good evening. It is Madhouse Radio. Madhouse Shit is on the air. Madhouse Shit Show. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Madhouse Radio Show, your turn. And I was Carlito. I'm Carlito. Tuck's over there in the effeminate station. And we're ready to do a show tonight. Send in your numbers, requests, and things to do. Make me work. Madhouse Radio, if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. I mean, if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, it's Madhouse Radio. MSN Messenger users, madhouse@live.com. What am I eating? Herbal bacon ass. Almonds. And I dumped a half container of adobo in the fucking thing. And I shook it up. Unu saying the fat twit is eating. Thank you. Tuck, I turned you up a little bit. You should be okay now. Might be a little louder now. Over there. Turn the music down, too. That helps out sometimes.
So we all did it?
All right, there you go. Good. All right. All right, folks. Numbers coming in from Brendan. Nunu might be sending in numbers. The Dead saying he doesn't care, and he calls me by my real name, Carlos. I will call him the N-word. And then we'll see what his response will be. I'll go in and pull the Lonesome Loser logs also. Tuck, you did a show earlier today. How'd that go, man? What did you do? Did you talk on the phone and make noises?
It was fun. I talked to the phone and to make noises.
Yeah. We're like, meep, meep, honk, honk. Big what's up to Lulz Haylander checking in the satellite chat room. Hello, Lulz. Nice to see you. Fucking asshole. How you doing? Alright, let's go ahead and call the Dewdrop Inn in Honoruru. Let's see if they're open yet. How do you call people in the Skype? Oh yeah, hit call. Calling, it says. Calling. Well, the phone's busy. That's a good sign. That means they're open, bitch. And not great news. Great fucking news. We get enough people interested, we'll do some...
I need to put the call button above the, on top of that little list there.
Well, use the Mac. Maybe there should be a call button on the Mac.
It's stupid where it is.
But it's too bad they don't even like to put... Apples don't like
how
to have...
Matthew?
Yeah, hi. I don't know why there's no buttons on this thing over here when I'm trying to call, and they keep making noises back when I'm calling you.
Yeah, who's the code
in? I'm calling the Dewdrop Inn to make a not a reservation, but I want to make, well, a reservation for food. You know, where, you know, you do the deal, they have this new deal now where you call in, you say what you need, and you make a payment, and then you pick it up and go.
You want to order first?
Well, it's this new thing that you're supposed to make order first. Yeah. Is that what call it?
Yeah, make the order first, then come pick up.
Do they do that in this country? Because it's a foreign country, so I don't know if you do it or not, you know?
No.
All right. So, what do you got? Beef and broccoli?
Yeah, beef broccoli have.
What's the number four?
Pardon?
Number
you
four.
You mean the beef broccoli?
Yeah, and the number four. You have number four?
Number four. Let me see the number. Number four. You have a menu?
No, I'm just guessing. And the number four is pretty good. I have that back at home.
Number four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Number four is onion pancake.
Onion pancake?
Yeah.
What's the number 12 then?
Is soup.
Soup?
Yeah.
It's just generic soup? What do you put in the soup? Almonds?
It's like fish for tofu soup.
You have fish? They got fish in it?
No, just a fish cake.
You got fish soup? You got fish soup?
No.
You have nothing with fish there?
No, no fish. You got just a fish cake.
And you got soup though, right?
Yeah. Vegetable, tofu inside.
All right, so what we make some stuff together. What do you got, adobo there?
No, you want to come in order here? You want to come in see the picture menu, easy for you?
Is there
maybe
a man?
Just wait 10 minutes.
Hey, baby, is there a man I can talk to about that, you know?
No.
Is he back there? I hear him. I was talking to him before.
Better for you come here.
Better for me talk to the man. Better for me talk to the man, I think. Oh, you bitch. Now you're going to get it. Now you done. Hung up on Carlito. I'm trying to get a hold of this man again. You're going to get the hot belt now, baby. I'm going to tell her just like that. I'm just going to get the hot belt. I'm warming up my belt right now for you. Nice and toasty. The camera's up too high. I got the fucking feeling. There you go. That was better. I was pointing to my gut. Like my shirt tuck.
Hello?
Hey, buddy.
Yes.
Listen, I'm going to get the hot belt together over there. These women are miscomporting themselves on the phone.
Okay. So you want to order to go?
Yeah, but I don't want to talk to that woman again because she messes up orders.
Oh, you want to talk to a woman?
No, I want to talk to you. Are you a woman?
Okay.
Maybe you're a woman.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, stupid. I want the number four. It's the onion crab cakes.
Huh?
Onion crab cake number
four. Wait. Let me check.
You
said number four?
Number four, not lumber.
Number four is onion pancake?
Onion crab cakes, yeah.
Onion pancake, yeah.
Crab cake,
one
yeah.
One order
of crab cakes. Are those blue crab or stone crab that you use for that?
No. This is onion pancake. Pancake, not for crab.
Is pan crabs?
No, pancake. You know pancake?
You pan fry the crab. Yeah, I know what a crab cake is, huh?
No, not for crab. Not for crab. Onion pancake. Pancake is the flour, make it in the one circle one and cut it one piece. This is called onion, green onion.
Mm-hmm.
Green onion pancake.
Does it have salmonella flour, or what kind of flour is it?
Yeah, this for this is called Chinese pizza.
I know it's a Chinese pizza. Oh, it's a Chinese pizza now. I thought it was a crab cake, or a pancake. And then,
Yeah, pancake, onion pancake, yes.
Well, what about the pizza now? What's that? What number is that? Number six?
Number six.
Mm-hmm. That's a soup.
Number six is a...
soup.
Soup?
Fish soup, yeah.
No. Oh, maybe, this menu is a long time ready.
No, this menu is from, I live in Florida, and I have a Chinese restaurant menu.
Oh, this different. This Chinese restaurant, this and...
Yeah,
Asian
I know.
Restaurant.
It's a franchise, yeah. Right. It was the same menu, it says.
Okay, so now you want onion pancake? Anybody else there?
Onion pancakes, like stone crabs. Okay.
You You say you want an onion pancake, one piece, right?
Yeah, and a stone crab.
No, this is not for crab.
But you don't have any crab there? Any imitation crab meat? Anything you make with that?
No.
No? What kind of seafood you got? Any flounder?
You talk about seafood?
Yeah, I was eating tuna and it reminded me of your mother, so I thought I'd call in, maybe get seafood or something.
Seafood, we have shrimp and scallop.
Uh-huh.
You want to, and...
But I mean, your mother, does it smell like seafood when she opens her legs? Like hot seafood has been out for a little while?
Hot seafood?
Yeah, when your mother opened her legs.
My mother?
And she opens her legs, it smells like hot seafood.
No, what are you talking about?
You know the smell?
What are you talking about, my mother?
Yeah, she smells bad down there when she opens her legs.
No.
Oh, yeah, it says here in the paper.
No. I think you made a maybe wrong place.
I think you're making a mistake.
Yeah, this is Dewdrop-In Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, Dewdrop-In Chinese restaurant, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay. Can you come to my store? You can lose tip and my...
No. No, you take take this order or, you know, there's going to be trouble for you.
No.
Oh, yeah, there's trouble for you.
No. Because you talk something I don't understand, okay? I'm very busy.
You don't speak English?
Yeah, if you want to order, can you come to my store, okay?
No. Okay, you got a fax? Wait. You got a fax, damn it? You stupid. Huh?
Hey. What? Wait, come on. You be careful, okay? What are you talking about?
Because you're stupid. You don't know English, and you don't listen to my order. I'm telling you what I want. You know?
Hey.
Uh-huh.
Hey, what are you talking about?
That you're stupid. Huh? You're stupid.
Hey.
Yeah.
No, I say you want to order, you come my store order, okay?
And I said you're stupid, you don't know how to use the phone.
I fuck you, you son of a bitch.
That's not nice. Finally got him going.
That wasn't nice at all.
That's what he doesn't like. See, we're learning about this guy.
It's right.
When you call him stupid, that's what he doesn't like. All right, remember that. Write that down, Tuck. This is your job now. Milkman's dead, so. Milkman passed away. E-D.
The E or I?
No, it's E. And there's a silent X at the end.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Stuparks.
Hello?
Listen, why did you hang up? What happened?
I told you what happened, you.
No, I think you made a mistake because you're senile or dumb and stupid and you hung up the phone.
No.
Oh.
Okay.
You did it on purpose?
No. I'm very busy, okay?
But you're stupid.
You want to talk about something? Can you come to my store? Okay, police waiting for you, okay?
How many police? Where'd you call them? What's your badge numbers? Tell me.
Fuck you, you son of a bitch, you.
That's not nice. He's not too fun tonight, though. Maybe you get somewhere with him, but, you know.
He's the Honoruru pizza guy.
Yeah. Of course, I told you. I said it was the Honoruru guy.
That's
about it.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Donovan. Dude, last show we did, at the end of it, I decided to play Jen Stewart pranks. Hello? Hello?
Where? Yeah. What?
I'd like to make an order, please.
No. I don't want to take a order, okay?
No, this is someone else.
If you order, you come my store, okay?
I'm not the same guy.
No. Get out of here. Fuck you, you.
You fuck you, stupid. Nah. Alright, cool. He doesn't want to talk to us.
Get out of here.
Get into my store and get out of it. Get in and then get out. Fucking nutball. What do you think he's going to do, really, if I showed up? If I showed up there... What if I was in Honoruru and I showed up there?
Hello, sir. How are you? Would you like a pizza today? You wouldn't even say shit.
It's Chinese food, man. It's not pizza. But what would he do? What's he going to do? He said the police was going to be there, so. I don't know. Anyway, oh, that's right. We were supposed to complain about the Pepsi sign. Their logo on the front. If you look at a picture of the place, it looks like the Pepsi logo, like straight up. Just Pepsi. Pepsi logo. And that's not right. I should be forced to pay money for that. Earl Bacon saying he sounds like the Chinese version of Red.
That lawyer
sent
out the
cease
and desist orders.
Yep. So did you? What kind of pranks did you do today? Did you have any?
Lawyer sent out.
Did you have any good pranks, man? What happened? How'd it go?
I basically ended up with one premise and just called it all through the show.
What was that?
Because I couldn't think of anything else.
What was it, Happy Meat?
And I was married to it. I was politician.
Okay.
Looking it for... evolved into somehow Gene Simmons being involved in it.
Gene Simmons, okay. How Gene Simmons? Okay.
Yeah. because the numbers I was being given was to those Las Vegas, hooker ranches.
Wow, nice. Classy of you. So you're calling them for what, looking
so
for support?
I was a politician, yes.
All right, cool.
Yeah, getting my vote for getting the dirty hippies.
Yeah.
Who were making it illegal for us to grow our own food.
Fuck yeah, that's right. You know, they put all these rules, too. All these hippies, liberals, Illuminatis, putting in all these rules about you can't grow this, you got to put this here. You can't have too much water. You can only grow in certain seeds and can't have the copy of the seeds from the big manufacturer. It's all a big conspiracy. I started, I don't know how I got on the subject, but I started, Andy over here turned me on Alex Jones. And I think he's entertaining. I like some of his stuff, but he goes way off the deep end sometimes with conspiracy theories, and that's when I lose interest in him because he thinks he's one of the truthers. I think that probably the government did know to a certain extent about 9/11, but I don't think that they perpetrated it. You know, I don't think there was a holographic plane that crashed into tower number two.
A lot of bidding his own horn kind of guy, and it's really as bad. The radio listening to it is as bad as listening to Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
As far
some
as
of
like
it.
The show itself listening to it.
Some of it does get like that. That's true.
It's 2 minutes of him talking and then 5 minutes of the commercials. The
right.
Same commercials every time. Every 2 minutes. Same 5 minute block of commercials.
Yeah, I'll listen
it's
to.
Very unlistenable.
I listen to the podcast. I like it for some of the stuff. It's cool, but he crept into fucking the Bohemian Club. You know, that's the hole where the movers and shakers meet. You know, it's one of those gentlemen club that no one else is supposed to be on there. You know what I'm talking about? You know, only the rich elite go there.
No, what are you talking?
Google Bohemian Club. Google Bohemian Club. I don't want to get into. If Crazy Fucker were around, so if he wasn't in jail. Someone was asking about him today.
Yeah, tell the Crazy Fucker shit we're getting into now.
No, Crazy Fucker's in jail. Lonesome Loser confirmed for us. He looked it up. We know his name. We know his old address and his phone number. And I'm not fucking around. Crazy Fucker did get incarcerated again a few months ago. So he is in jail. The first time around, he was in prison for making threats.
Well, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not kidding you. Seriously, he is in jail, and you think a lot of you don't want to believe my story about Bill Milkman is very sick. And he almost did pass away, but he did not, but he almost did. Anyway, I'm Carlito, and I'm requesting your numbers if you want to send them in so we can do prank calls tonight. This is Madhouse Radio Live for September the 2nd. It is midnight-ish. Thursday morning, late night, Wednesday late night, we're on Cacti Radio, where myself, Tuck, over here, and RBCP, along with Spessa and some overweight guy, do shows once a week. Last night was the phone show, I think. Did they do a show? Do you know, Tuck? Were you around? You don't pay attention. You're too busy drawing, coloring in the lines. The phone show was last night.
What you asking? That was wicked on this phone. The phone show was on. Yeah, I listened to a little bit of it,
yeah. Okay, good. So it was on.
Pretty cool, actually.
All right, good. Tuck, you were on earlier tonight.
A lot of bitchy girls bitching out people on the phone.
That's nice. Evil Artie, you're all friends of Evil Artie here.
Interesting.
Evil Artie's made several appearances on this show. It was his birthday, 21st birthday. I took him out for...
Hey, there's a Facebook post that you put not too long today.
Yeah, that was...
You want to explain that a little bit?
Yeah, well, Evil Artie and I went out for all-you-can-eat sushi and alcoholic drinks. He had sake and Kirin beer. And we had a lot of sushi, and then we went to the cigar place, that I go to, a cigar. We went to Lopez Cigar Bar and Grill, and we drank some more there, and then smoked a cigar and watched TV on the big flat screen and the big couches. That was fun. And then we went to the mall.
I know that part.
We went to the mall and picked up his prescription glasses. And that was it. We had a rocking time, man. I'm telling you, I'm the coolest guy ever. I go out for sushi and cigars and go to the mall to pick up prescription glasses with my friends. Yeah.
Holy shit.
I showed him a great time in town.
Can't wait to go down and hang out with you.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. Appreciate it. Oh, like you do a lot. You're freaking hayseed over there. What's a good time for you? Go down to the old Dairy Queen?
I know.
Choke yourself out?
Take to my town, count them. You ain't
not
a
play
that
in a wow. Alright.
Then we go up to the gas station for things and let the and watch the reflection of the moonlight out of gasoline.
We got the Woodman's 24-hour food
it's
market. Aurora, Illinois. Isn't that where Wayne and Garth are from? Or was it a different Aurora? Yeah, they were, right?
No, that's Aurora, Illinois, yeah.
Aurora. Like on Aruru? Aurora.
Aurora.
Wayne's is unwatchable
Hello,
now.
Hello, just want to help you.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to make an order, please, for the number four.
Okay.
Number four.
Number four. So onion pancake?
Sure. Yeah, sounds good.
Uh-huh.
That's. I want like 10 of those.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Anything else?
I want the number six soup.
Six, like a fish for tofu soup.
Yeah, we'll do five of those.
How many people eat? You want large or small?
Me and Evil Artie.
Uh-huh.
But he eats a lot, you know. He's overweight.
Your large size?
Yeah, he's large size. I'm not. I'm sexy. I look good. I'm handsome.
Okay.
Okay. And then on the flip, what do you offer there?
Which one?
After you flip over, and when I go from my stomach to my bag, do you offer anything at that point, or...
Hold on a minute, yeah?
Okay,
hold on.
Okay,
thanks. Yeah, may I help you?
Yeah, the chicken chow mein.
Anyone else there?
Chicken chow mein, and then do you have mushu pork at all?
Yeah, mushy pork, yes, we have.
Yeah, does it combination? Does it come with white rice, or do you have to order the rice separate?
You want to order separate rice and the separate rice.
Do you have a house fried rice, or no?
Yeah, we have house fried rice.
That's the cheaper one?
House fried rice.
Okay.
Wait a minute, let me double check. House fried rice, $8.95 per pair.
Okay, that's fine. Is that for a pint or a small, big container or a small one?
Can serve in for three people.
Okay, that's good. And
okay, and what else then?
And yeah, and can you have the woman shit and piss in the food for me a little bit?
Say again?
Can the woman shit and piss in the food again a little bit? Like, you know what I'm getting at?
So how long are you going to pick up there?
Well, no, I want her to do stuff in the food. Do you understand, damn it? Hello? Sir?
Yeah, can you say again, please?
Yeah, can the woman do that again to the food, what she did last time?
Who threw the food?
Yeah, she threw up in the food.
No, sorry, I'm very busy, okay?
Yeah, stupid.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
You're so stupid, you didn't know it was me.
Hey, yeah. Can you come to my store, okay?
When? Tonight?
I fuck you.
What time are you there till, buddy? I'm trying to have a conversation with him. He won't talk. I forgot the Pepsi prank again. Whoops, thanks, Nunu, for reminding me late. Can she give a Shanghai steamer on the fried rice? Wow. Hey, man, that's just wrong. Verbal. That's not necessary. Tom's sending in some phone numbers. Send in a number for a GameStop in Honolulu.
All right, we can do that.
Did you like the milkman? He's ill or something?
Yeah, he's ill. And I can't get him on the phone anymore. If anybody out there sees or hears from Milkman, he's got a HTC Evo,
yeah.
And he got his phone's cut off, so I can't call him. But I see him online all the time, and I think he's got Wi-Fi on his Evo, and he's on a Google Talk. I think he's on right now, but I'll send him
text. Yeah, I see his name on the chat in the Google chat.
He never answers me. I send him messages.
All
It says he's on his Android phone, so he's got his phone. He's alive somewhere, but he never fucking answers me. I don't know what happened with him.
I don't see him right now, I don't think.
He's sick. The last I knew, he was in the hospital in L.A.
Really?
And he says good riddance. And he probably has something to do with it. Andy's in that Freemasonry shit.
Andy.
Andy's all into the Freemasons. Like, oh, yeah, the Freemasons are awesome, he told me. Before my wedding, he was giving me a ride to pick up my family that was flying into Baltimore. He was all angry because he had to drive. And we got up to this building in Wendy's, and there was a Freemason building next to it. And he said, look at those guys. They're awesome. They don't have any windows on there. They don't have any windows on their plate. You ever see that? They've got, like, the windows, but they're bricked up inside. Like, I don't understand why I even bother doing the windowsill and everything. Like, you see the building, and it's got the outline of where the window would be. And it looks like they put bricks in it to cover it up. I don't think that's right. I don't think they should be doing that. And what do the Freemasons do anyway? Do they do anything for charity? They're just a bunch of rich people to meet up. I gotta infiltrate these Freemasons, man. I went to Freemason funeral once. There was this guy, the grandfather of my ex-girlfriend. He was a Freemason. He got into it. He didn't like it though. He never went to the. He went to the meeting sometimes, but when he died, they said, "Well, we're offered for brother so and so. We'll do the funeral service for him." And they came down, and they had some weird shit. They were, like, talking about fucking Egyptian shit. And they had these weird, like, symbols on poles, and they were putting them together over the casket, and they do a prayer. And the guy put a hat on, like, the Blues Brothers. You know how the Blues Brothers had those hats on? Like, the guy went up to the podium to talk, and he put on his hat like the Blues Brothers. I was like, oh, my God, he's going to start fucking singing and dancing like that fucking guy that had the fucking heart attack on the speedball, you know? Belushi guy. Bob Belushi, Tim Belushi. Well, which one was he?
Your uncle was. You were eligible because you're from the bloodline.
I don't know.
It's only selected members of a certain type, kind of... couple of specific bloodlines.
He wasn't really. He was my girlfriend's grandfather.
So you would be eligible if you did want to be.
If he ended up being my grandfather-in-law, maybe. But I didn't go with that family. I didn't go with the they were a white trash family. You know?
Well, there you are.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Freemasons for you. Is there phone numbers for Freemasons? Nunu. Find me some Freemasons phone numbers, and I want to talk
to them.
Well,
the theory is every U.S. president is from the same family bloodline.
No. Clinton wasn't.
In one way or another.
No, Bill Clinton wasn't, and Barack Obama isn't for sure. Until Barack Obama.
No, he is for sure. He's very much so, his white side.
Bill Clinton? No. Bill Clinton's, he comes from white trash families. No, he comes from, Bill Clinton didn't come from high up families.
Yeah, but I mean, going back and back enough.
Nah. No way. Bill Clinton wasn't into Skull and Bones and all that.
Connected. That's Bill, the theory, anyway. That's what he say.
Bill Clinton never was in Skull and Bones, like the Bushes and all that. I don't think so. He wasn't a member of that.
No, but you don't have to be.
So tell me, when it comes down to all these groups, I hear, oh, well, the Skull and Bones run it. And no, the Freemasons run everything. And then some other people think, I don't know, the fucking, what's another one? Come on. The Greenbrier people.
Yeah.
Which one is, who's the really one? The Illuminati run it. The New World Order run it. So who's really running it? It sounds to me like there's eight different organizations out there that run everything. It doesn't seem to me like there's this whole New World Order.
I know, and it's all instructions they get from the aliens, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
So who went in a fight between the Freemasons and the Elk? And is the Moose Lodge into some flim-flam? Are they, like, controlling shit, too? The Moose Lodge?
I think
The Elks?
It was the little Fezzes and the go-karts?
Yeah, those guys. They look. What are they, Arabs or something? What are they supposed
to
be?
Those guys.
What are they about?
I think they'll win.
And they're stupid. Those guys are stupid. And then there's the other ones that and the parades that have elephants shitting everywhere all the time. I forgot, who are those, the Elks? There's a whole bunch of those fuckers. Remind me of some of these. What, the Sons of Italy? What's their thing? Are they in the Mafiosos? The Stonecutters.
Probably, yeah.
Sons of Italy. Alright. Nunu says call the BBC, make sure they got their damn toilet license. Go ahead and send that in, Nunu. There we go, there's a number. We'll do that. Alright, I'll stop eating on the fucking air. Let's go ahead and call that number that I was supposed to call. The 24-hour food market in Illinois. The state that I always tell people I'm from now when I do prank calls to the UK. I don't know why. I like that word, Illinois. It sounds exotic. Fucking love some almonds. I'll turn my camera on. See my shirt tuck? It's funny. This is not the wrong woman.
This is our. How can I help?
Oh, I have the wrong number. It's not. I'm sorry. Did you get calls a lot? I thought it was this number. Thorora. I know what she's saying. I'm just fucking around with her. Let's try to call her back. It's kind of rude of her.
Yeah.
Bitch.
You got a British flag on.
I think, is this a place? It says Greece under it, though, man. Don't you get it?
It's a Union Jack, though.
It's the fucking joke, stupid. You're worse than the Chinese guy in Honolulu.
Well, I can't read it. It's a blurry. It's small.
Because you got dial-up, that's why.
Is Marcus speaking?
Yeah, hey, what's with the uppity lady over there?
I don't know. I have no idea.
What did she say when she hung up? Because I heard curse words coming out when she hung up.
You did?
Yeah, she said curse words. Like, I don't talk like that.
Wow.
What's the person's name? Tell me. Don't look at her. So I don't want you to know that she's talking. That you're talking about her. But what was the person's name?
Is Brenda.
Big Brenda?
Yeah.
All right. And is she, like, a problem there a lot of times?
Not really.
No? Does she hang up the phone a lot on people? I mean, I understand. What was that about?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
And what's your name?
My name is Marcus.
You sound like a nice guy, Marcus. I talked to a collector today, same name. You sound all like him.
Yeah?
Yeah. So who's the manager on duty right now?
We have Serge is on duty.
Yeah, put Big Serge on the phone, man. I don't want to, you know.
You want to start talking to Sergio?
Yeah, because I don't want to get angry on the phone. I'm probably going to get angry. I don't want to take it out anything on you. You don't deserve that.
Okay.
All right, man.
Hold on.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
It's nice of Marcus to understand. And there's stupid people in the chat room just flooding it. Hellox 66 is Lisa Frank. I knew a guy who used to have Lisa Frank stationery and pens and pencils at school, in high school. I used to call him, you know, queer. Because that is queer. Tuck, you ever use Lisa Frank pens for your comic book stuff? Probably do.
Who's actually your girlfriend?
Those are my girlfriends. Some chick I knew. Lisa Frank is a brand name of, Lisa Frank.
Is, how can I help you?
Yeah, hey, listen. I was calling about the Lisa Frank pens over there. And then some woman hung up the phone on me. And then when she hung up, I could still hear the phone. And she said bad words about me.
What did she say?
Her name is Brenda. I don't like this. I'm a Christian man. I don't say those words on the phone.
All right.
But I want apology from you, then I want apology from her on the phone, and I want you to write her up while I'm listening on the phone.
Well, what did she say?
She said the F word.
She said the C word. She said that she didn't effing need to take this S. That I was a C. And she said several other things that I'm not going to repeat because they're just nasty about my mother.
Right, okay. I apologize for that.
That's you, though. What's her? Where was Brenda?
Huh?
I want to talk to... I want you to put Big Brenda next to you, and I want you to say, Brenda, that was bad. And I want you to make her say you're sorry, and then I want you to write her up and tell me everything you're writing down as you're writing her up.
Okay. Can you hold on for a sec?
Yeah, I'm like, I want to hear all of this. Everything. All
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You mind getting Brenda fired? I don't want to do that, man. That's not good. I gotta goof it up here pretty soon before she gets fired. The X word. What's the J word? This is a bad word. J, jackass. That's a bad word. Lisa Frank, man. I wonder who Lisa Frank is. I'm going to see if Wikipedia's got anything on Lisa Frank. I think Kmart sold Lisa Frank. That was just their brand. Lisa Frank Online, the site girls love. Well, yeah. That does make me kind of gay for using...
It must be after my time because it's not ringing any bells.
Lisa Frank is an American pop artist, founder of Lisa Frank, Inc., her work appears in various commercial elementary and middle school products, mostly school supplies. There you go. In 2005, Lisa Frank divorced James Green, CEO of the company and co-shareholder. The court agreed to assign control of the company to Lisa Frank. Ain't that like a woman? Look at that. See how they are, Tuck? You stay single, man. Take half of your ship. Ever heard of the Cranbrook School? Anyway, what'd you find out over there about the fucking Bohemian Club? Are you scared yet? Alex Jones snuck into the fucking place and recorded all their rituals and shit and recorded around. They got this big owl. And they, This owl. Ancient owl. And the fucking owl.
Yeah, it's the underbelly.
Yeah, man. This ancient owl used to get sacrifices of babies. Children will get babies to get thrown in by their parents. In younger times, they burned the owl with babies inside of it for offerings to this evil owl. And they do it in effigy. They don't actually throw babies in, but they recreate this thing. There's an interview with John Kerry, yeah, Tim Russert, the late great Tim Russert was doing. I feel bad now, man. This girl's getting in trouble. They're talking to her like a lot. Holy shit. Maybe they've had trouble with her in the past. And now she's like, I didn't cuss, motherfucker. Fuck that nigga. I didn't say shit. It was bound. If she gets fired for this, it was bound to happen. They were looking for an excuse. Is any good employee, anybody calls saying, yeah, fucking, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you possibly call, like, tomorrow morning when,
Did you yell at her or something? Here? Did you talk to her?
Yeah, I'm talking to her, but right now she's busy. But, can you, like, call, like, in the morning and, explain to, management, like, her manager what happened?
Well, what do you do there? I mean, if you're not, I mean, who's...
Oh, I'm manager.
Who's the head, who's the HNIC there?
The what?
The HNIC.
Well, I'm right now, but, you know, it'll be better if you tell her manager, like, at 6 in the morning. That's when she comes in.
And what's your name? Your name's Sergio? I'm going to write you up right now.
Okay.
How do you spell that?
S-E-R-G-I-O.
All right, you got pen and paper? Because I want you to write a message down for the manager to have prepared.
Okay.
All right. You're ready.
I got it ready.
All right. Begin message.
Okay.
Ralph called in about the Lisa Frank pencils.
You said the Lisa Frank
pencils? Lisa Frank pencils.
Lisa, okay.
Okay. Brenda picked up the phone.
Okay.
Brenda hung up the phone on Ralph.
Okay.
Brenda said, I don't need to talk shit to this nigger here on the phone. Brenda continued to say, are you still with me?
Mm-hmm.
This fucking...
You said she hung up the phone and she said...
She said, Brenda don't need to speak to this nigger here.
Okay.
Brenda continued to say, comma, space, quotation mark, fuck this motherfucker, cocksucker, right here, and walked off, end quote.
I got the don't speak to that nigger here, and you said what else?
And then she said, fuck that motherfucker, okay, cocksucker, right here, and left.
Okay.
Next line, customer called back to complain.
Okay.
Marcus treated Ralph good.
Okay.
Marcus deserves a bonus at the end of the quarter.
Okay.
Sergio attended to the complaint.
Okay.
Sergio made threats and racial comments to the customer.
What?
No, just write that down, because I'm just trying to... I mean, it's cool. I just write that down to help me out.
No, you're saying that I said something?
No, but just the first, but I'll tell our DM, you know, because it'll help me out in my case a little bit. I'm just, you
no,
know.
No, 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 you're, no, that could cost me my job. No, I cannot do that.
No, it's cool, because I'll tell her in the end that.
No, you're saying that I said racial comments.
No, that you threatened. How's that possible? The threats, then, threats.
No, how would I be able to do threats if I didn't do it, actually?
Well, I mean, because it's just my report, and then, but you can make your own report that says that I didn't do that.
No, but, no, I did not say anything like that. How is that possible?
Because it helps me, so it looks better for me, you know? It gives me, but in the end, then I'll say that part isn't entirely true.
No, you know, you could talk to management, because you know what? You're saying that I'm lying. And
no,
I
no, buddy. No, it's not that. I know you didn't say it, but if you write it down for me.
No, but you just said that I said that. No, you know what? It'd be better if you talk to, my other boss will be in at 12. You could talk to him in 15 minutes.
All right, well, how much did you get written down so far then?
I was up to the customer callback. Marcus was treated you good and deserves a bonus in the quarterly.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, and then I stopped what after you just said that. I just said that it never happened.
Yeah, I know it didn't happen. I mean, between me and you, I know it didn't happen. I mean, it's cool.
Okay, but you're making me write it down that I did say something racial, and I did not.
Oh, who else is there?
Well, he'll be in 15 minutes. He'll be able to take your call.
Well, what's his name?
His name is Paul.
Well, so make it say Paul said took the call.
No, then I'll get fired for saying that. No, I cannot.
No,
do
but
that.
It's Paul. It's not you. It's Paul.
No, you know it. Call back in 15 minutes. He'll be in right away.
Look, don't be afraid, man. I'm not going to get you in trouble. Just write that part down for me.
No. No, I cannot do that. That's lying to corporate, and I can't do that.
Is Bob there?
Not yet. He'll be in here like at 11:55 or so.
What about Bill?
There's nobody named by Bill.
All right, so put down that Bill made a threat. Bill made racial threats. Cool.
No, nobody by the name Bill works here.
Yeah, so then no one gets in trouble, but I'm saying this helps me out. It helps my case. It makes it more, I get more attention. You know?
No, but I can't do that. I cannot lie.
I'm lying, not you.
Okay, but you just told me you're lying. How would I be able to believe what just happened? Because you just said that I said something that never happened.
No, but I'm lying about the second part. I'm not lying. I'm embellishing a little bit. I'm just trying to add more chilies to the gumbo. That's it.
No, you're going to get me in trouble.
Oh, man, come on. It's not going to happen like that, really. Come on.
Okay. No, I can't do that, man.
It's not going to... Dude, really, I mean, they're not going to believe that you made a racial threat.
Yeah, but you just said I said that.
But like I said, it's just for me to kind of get a little bit of help, extra help with this.
No. You want me to put you on hold or something? Because he'll be in pretty soon right now.
Yeah, but this is my last quarter, you know, and I'm using the payphone.
I'm sorry, man, I can't.
Do you have a calling card, those phone cards there?
I don't believe so.
You don't sell phone cards there?
No.
Well, what can you suggest? I mean, what else can we put down? Because I don't have enough to go with right now, and I really need to get this taken care of, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. Oh, you could call it tomorrow morning.
All right, what do you know about the Lisa? Do you have, what do you know about the stationery section there where they have pencils and pens?
I don't know that much, but I could go check.
You want to go check for those Lisa Frank things for me?
Lisa Frank pencils?
Yeah.
All right. All right, then hold on.
All right, cool. I figured give him a break for a little bit because I'm going to lose him here pretty soon. I'll make him walk around, cool off a little bit, and then we'll mess with him a little more. This, yeah, I like that term. That's a Phil Hartman saying, adding extra chilies to the gumbo. Anyway, this is Madhouse Radio. I am Carlito. Tux in the background. Ow. Hit my thumb. And four knuckle.
I'm reading this Bohemian Club list.
Are you scared now?
Members list. Did you read the members list?
Yeah, who's a member? Like, there's a bunch of Jews? I don't know. I'm kidding. I don't have anything wrong against Jews. Let me see.
Republicans,
right? Yeah. Yeah, man.
The Bushes, both of them.
That's some shit.
Lamar Alexander.
Nixon was a member. Nixon was a member. Reagan was a member.
Nixon was an honorary member.
Yeah, Reagan. Bill Clinton did go there, though, to their annual event. He went there once, and he said later on that he didn't. Brendan lives in the area. He's thinking about going over there and seeing what's up. Toomsey.
Buckley Jr., guys like that.
Toomsey, Toomsey, however you pronounce it. Tombstone, rather. Sending him the GameStop in Honolulu. We will call them next. Thank you. Put that on the big board there, Tuck. Dude, so big Apple announcements today. I watched it. I don't know if you heard. You could have watched it. You could have seen it live from the Apple site because you have an Apple computer, Tuck. Those are the only people that could watch it live. Well,
yeah.
What happened?
Section where we carry the pencils and we don't have any.
Oh, man. You see, there's a whole mess over here. Something stinks. But you're saying I got to call back and speak to the other manager because you're leaving.
No, I'm not leaving. He's the first in charge of the night crew.
He's the HNIC.
Yeah.
All right, then. You sure you can't write down that part about you making a...
No, I cannot write that.
Can you write that you got upset a little bit?
I can't do that. I could talk to him, but I cannot say all that stuff we just said.
Just your part, the part about you.
I cannot write that down, though.
But the stuff about the stuff about Brenda's okay, right? And Marcus?
I wrote that down.
All right, that's good. All right, that's cool. I don't know. I guess I'll try with that, but, you know, it'd be better if you wrote it down now than me just telling him and lying, having to lie myself. I was kind of hoping you helped me out with that.
Yeah, but you're saying that that'll put me in my risk of my losing my job. I cannot do that.
But I'm going to say it anyway.
No, you can say that, but he'll believe me.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What's that mean?
He'll believe me more than he'll with you because you just said that I'm lying, basically, which they already know. I never lie to these guys.
Oh, so he's going to believe you, not me.
You know what? You could call him.
What would you call that? I would think I would call that a threat.
That's not a threat.
Well, can you write down that you think... All right, write this part down. That Sergio thinks that... What's his name? Yeah.
I don't know. What's his name? What?
The manager's coming in.
All right. You know, I'll talk to the head, you know, boss around here.
Sergio thinks that...
And we'll talk to... And you could be on the phone. We'll talk to you and we'll settle this.
All right, tell me, listen, buddy. Tell me this is true or false.
Because you're making me sound like I'm a jerk, which I'm not.
No, you're not. No, you've been nothing but kind and nice to me. You've been very helpful and you've done your job like an ace.
But you're making me seem that I'm lying, which I'm not.
All right, well, I just need you to answer.
You could call and look at in 5 more minutes. He'll be, 8 more minutes, he'll be in.
All right, so when he comes in, you said, is true or false? He would believe you over me, right?
Well, he'll believe, I'll tell him my story, and I believe he'll believe my story, but
okay,
he'll probably believe yours as well, so.
But he'll believe your story better than me, right?
Well, I don't know. He'll take both stories, and he'll talk to both of us.
Well, write that part down, then, because that's the truth. You can write it down.
You know what? I already know what I'm going to tell him, so you can call in 8 minutes.
But write down what you're going to say and tell me.
You know, I have a lot of work to do. Call him in 8 minutes.
But this
will be settled. You said you're on a payphone, which you're not.
I am.
How are you on the payphone and you're talking to a lot of people behind your background?
I'm not talking to anybody. Well, there's my cousin's behind me. He's waiting for me in the car to come pick me up.
All right. You know, I have a lot of work. You know, he'll be in 8 minutes and you could tell him your story and you guys will settle this.
Well, I mean, if you think it's true that he's going to believe you over me, then I think it's fair that I ask you to write that down.
Yeah, he'll believe that I did not make no racist comments.
Then write that down. Write that part down.
No, okay. You know, I'll write that down saying that you said that I said I made racial comments, which I did not.
And put down that it's true and that you believe that he's going to believe you instead of believing me. Because you believe that he will believe that he doesn't believe that you.
You know, are you just messing around or something?
No, that's
what I'm just looking. That's what you're doing.
I'm just trying to get this all straightened out, sir, because this is serious business.
Okay, but you're making me lie, which I did not.
No, but you said yourself that you believe that he'll believe that he didn't believe me, that he's going to believe me before you. You're going to believe yourself, and he's going to believe you. Right?
Wait, my boss is here right now.
Uh-huh.
Marcus, go get Paul. Go get Paul.
Hurry up, get Paul. Hurry, hurry. Right, hurry, go.
All right.
Jesus. I didn't know I'm talking to a bunch of people. You see that? I told all you listeners to shut up and not make noises while we're doing the show. What happens, right? They keep talking, chatting over there, and they ruin the prank call. Everyone stop chatting. He can hear you. He says, flirt with the next guy. How long has this been going on for, man? Let me look at the timer. 21 minutes are dragged as hell. Oh, my God. This is funny. It's good, yeah, but I'm saying, I can't believe we've been going on for so long. Bosh, smosh. Well, here we are. Madhouse Live is my website. TuckerMike.com is hers. His. Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
That was good. Can you read back to me the complaint that I had the gentleman write down, please?
It looks like you called about some laser frame pencils. Talked to someone named Brenda. It says here she hung up the phone. Okay. And some racial comments that I'm not going to repeat.
Yeah, well, the racial comments also came from someone else, and then you're the head guy, head HNIC there, right? Right now, for now.
I'm sorry.
You're the HNIC there for now, right?
Yes.
The head guy, and who runs? Who's the manager? The manager of the whole supermarket.
Andy.
Andy.
Who is your today at 8 o'clock.
All right, so what I need you to do is make a message there for Andy. What's going to say is you're going to add to that message that Sergio and what was your name, Dale?
Paul.
Paul. Sergio and Paul made threats to the customer.
I just got here. How did I make threats to this customer?
No, but it helps me out with my case with the manager.
Why would I say that about myself?
Well, no, it's not true. You're not going to get in trouble for it. I'm just going to, if you add it for me, it'll get some chilies of the gumbo a little bit for there, you know?
Well, I can't say that.
Well, just Sergio, then.
What are you trying to do, exactly?
I'm just trying to get help for my complaint about the woman who hung up and said nasty, dirty things.
Okay.
But I'm thinking if I add some extra things to her, that maybe didn't happen as much, that you can help me out. Maybe get the case in my favor, right?
Well, I'll certainly take down these notes, and I'll let Andy know to expect the phone call.
Yeah.
And then you don't need to tell him everything that you told me.
Yeah, and what's your ethnicity?
Not going to say on the phone.
But I have permission to get that. Like, if there's a legitimate complaint.
I don't think you do.
Are you Anglo-American?
I'm not going to say that on the phone, unfortunately.
Whatever. Do you eat collard greens ever?
But, you can certainly call back in the morning, 8 o'clock, and you'll be here.
Whatever. I'm going to complain that you were threatening me and that Sergio was threatening me.
Well. I have right here with me right now that'll say that I'm not threatening.
Yeah, but they don't know anything. They're all lying. He's going to take my word over yours. I'm the customer.
Okay.
And they've had problems with you already, and I think you know that you've already been written up.
Fair enough, but go ahead and call back today, 8 o'clock. He'll be here.
You've been written up, right? Okay.
So, at that point, you can talk to him.
No, I'm gonna write you up right now, as a matter of fact.
Alrighty.
What was your hire date? I mean, you're supposed to put it down on the paper.
I'm not going to tell you that.
I'll find all this out tomorrow, don't you worry. I'm going to speak to Andy. Fucker. I'm going to speak to Andy. I'm going to get all this fucking information. And it's going to be double on you and Sergio for having threatened me tonight.
Fair enough.
So pack a lunch.
Alrighty.
Do that.
I will. Alright, just go ahead and call back tomorrow.
Whatever, I got in some way, man. 30 minutes of prank calling. That guy was fucking bringing me down, that guy.
Nothing makes me mad. I'm a motherfucker.
Fucker. Get mad, you bitch. You got numbers for people who get mad, son.
Well, it used to be crazed about.
So, hey, Tuck. We were talking. You were asking what happened with the Apple announcements today. Today.
Some Apple TV thing, I remember.
I'm not impressed with the update to Apple TV. I haven't been impressed with Apple TV up until now. The new one is a little better, but I'm still not impressed.
No.
I'm still not super impressed. It's going to have you.
I don't care anything about it.
Apple TV announced what? You're going to get video movie rentals on there. First runs will be $5.99 for 24 hours. Older movies would be $2.99. You can download 24 hours. You can watch a TV episode if you want. From the big guys for 99 cents each. What else? You can play your Netflix on it.
I can do that online now on my computer.
Why have it on the TV?
Why would I pay 99 cents?
Yeah, right. Or you can use your on-demand on your TV. You probably don't have on-demand over there because you don't have the servers out there. You might now that you got a D-Slam out there where you live. Can you do on-demand? Oh, you got satellite, right?
I have it on the TV. I have satellite. Yeah.
Do you have on demand? Like, can you go HBO on demand and watch watch episodes that you missed in real time and pause them and all that?
Not on demand, but you can they rotate. They don't demand it. It doesn't download. It's on the schedule like the movies, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I got some friends went to their house recently, and they got the satellite, and they're doing on demand in some places now. So that might be coming to you. But I think you have to have a server nearby for that to work, my friend.
I think Dish does.
Dish does, right? One of them does. There's only two left now, right? This is Dish and Direct. Direct TV, or as I like to call it, Direct V. Anyway.
Yeah, we have Direct. I think Dish does that.
Yeah. All right, cool. Let's call the GameStop here. What do I ask them for? Battletoads? Ha ha ha. I didn't see that one coming.
You had the milkman news?
Tuxa has black and white TV, says Nunu.
Hello, Tuxa,
may I
help you?
Yeah, hi, listen. I don't understand why someone keeps calling over here and making threats about the FU, the F word, and dirty things on the phone, but I want answers right now, and I'm going to write you up. And the man over there who's talking dirty on the phone. Nunu, we're just in the number to BBC too, huh? Yeah, they hung up already. I'm going to give them another day. Another day. Talk
yeah,
another
milkman
day.
Milkman news, I thought.
Milkman news, yes. If you guys want to send your well wishes to Milkman, he's at the University of South California, USC University Hospital. He is on the 8th floor in room number 809. And you can call over there at 888-700-5700. Again, that's room 8809 on the 8th floor, room 809. And if you want to send a letter or cards or flowers or anything, you want to send that to USC University Hospital, 1500 San Pablo Street in Los Angeles, California. That's 1500 San Pablo Street. Yeah, Los Angeles, California, 90033. And I'm thinking they got a fax number there. I might use my fax machine and send them some stuff over there. 888-700-5700.
Yeah, so they're on information in the forums. Next time I do a show, I'll call it.
It's probably best you guys don't call. I should not even have the phone number, but send them a letter or send them, cookies or something. He's not on a strict diet.
Yeah.
He's got a private problem with his privates. We can't talk about it.
Oh, dear. Oh. Okay.
Well, I don't know if you can send him stuff if you don't put his name on it. I guess you could put Milkman on it, and they'll be like, who's this Milkman? All right. Milkman's sick. He's in the hospital. He's been in the hospital for a few weeks. More in a few weeks, I think. Send him something. Be nice.
Yeah.
Just give him a call. Let's see if we can find him in the room.
On USC University Hospital. For assistance in English, press 1.
Para asistencia en español, marque el 2.
For the hospital's main number, press 1. All other callers, press 2. This call may be recorded or monitored for quality assurance purposes.
Oh, my God.
You know what that means. The police, you're going to be in jail, Captain
James. I think we're going to come over there and put you in jail. Yeah, for 50 years.
Hello, this is Richard. How can I help you?
Hey, Big Richard. I was trying to get to 8809.
I'm in referral services department for USC University.
So what's your problem, then? I don't understand. This is the hospital?
I work for the hospital, yes.
Yeah, and how do you get through to a room to talk to my family?
I can give you the main number for the hospital. Do you have a pen?
Whatever. I'm so tired of you people giving me the runaround. I'm going to speak to the news about this. You're horrible.
Okay, good night.
I'm writing you down in my report against bad people like you that work at the hospital.
I'm hanging up now, sir. Good night.
What was your name? Well, I guess don't call me that number then. And don't be mean like me, because, you're probably getting in trouble. Decent show tonight. Can't complain too much. BBC. We've also got a McDonald's in Wales. I insist on speaking to someone who can speak Welsh. We did that last time. Nunu said there was an area in Wales that they were bound to still speak Welsh there to some point. Nunu, you remember saying that. Tell me which ones. Okay, he's sending it now. The one in Holyhead. Good, Holyhead. Hey, Holyhead.
There is some video up in the forums of Welsh guys rapping.
Rap, yeah. The Welsh rappers, yeah. That was crazy, right? They sound all...
Yeah.
Nasty.
They're selling it, man. They're really selling the whole hip-hop.
But they're like,
the
what?
This call is
I don't understand it.
Cents per minute.
Is it a video from the 90s, or was it a video shot now that's made to look like it's from the 90s? Because it looks like old as fuck.
Good morning, BBC Switchboard.
Hey, sir, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, and how are you?
Yes, sir, I'm great. I need to speak to whoever's in charge of the toilet licenses over there, please.
You'll need to call back during office hours at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I'm calling from...
Call
hey, listen. Listen, sir, I don't need to have people speaking rude to me on the phone. I'm calling from the United States of America Toilet Administration, and I have here that you people haven't been keeping up on your toilet license, and we're going to shut them all down.
Right, well, you need to call back during office hours after 9 o'clock this morning. You need to call back in 3 hours' time.
But it's already 1 o'clock. You understand what I'm trying to say?
It's six o'clock in the morning in the UK.
Not in Australia.
In the United States of America, I don't know, but in the UK, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. You'll need to call back after 9 o'clock in the morning.
Is there a woman I can speak to?
No, there's nobody you can speak to at this time of the
evening. I'll just hang up and call back and complain about you. What's your name?
Okay.
What's your name? Oh, call back. The BBC. Talk, how do you... How's the announcement? This is BBC. What does it sound like? You know, you watch that Doctor Who. Where's the BBC?
Sorry, I had
food
in my mouth.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
I just keep eating these almonds, man. I love them. Aw, oh, man. There's just one person in the switchboard.
This is BBC One.
How many BBCs are there?
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Is there BBC in Espanol?
It's a franchise. There's tons of them.
Yes, I may speak to BBC en Español, por favor.
Sorry, BBC?
En Español.
BBC Spurs?
En Español.
You want to speak to BBC Spurs?
No, en Español. In Spanish.
Right, there will be nobody here at this time of morning. You would need to ring back after 8 o'clock.
What? Who's in charge of the licenses there?
The TV licensing department.
No. The toilet license.
The what, sorry?
The toilet license that you haven't been paying on. I'm calling from America, and I'm calling to shut down the toilets. And turn on the TV in the background. I hear you watching TV, and you don't get paid to watch TV on the job. So turn it down, sir.
Excuse me?
Turn down the TV in the back, because I can't hear you. What do you think?
I can hear you fine, thank you.
Well, I can't hear you, and that's what's important, is me. Me, me, me.
Well, you can obviously hear me, because you can
hear
me.
Hello? I can't
hear
you.
Who is it you're wanting to speak to?
I can't hear what you're saying over the TV.
Who is it you're wanting to speak to?
I can't hear it. I hear the TV. Hello?
Who is it you wanted to speak to?
You don't have to yell at me. What is this? What are you, nasty?
Who is it you're wanting to speak to?
BBC en Español.
You wanting to speak to somebody in Spanish?
No, the BBC simulcast in Spanish, whoever's in charge of that.
Do you not have a contact name?
Well, it said to call this number here when I was watching it. There's an effeminate man on the TV right now. Is it him? I can't hear you with the TV on.
We have no control over it. And if you continue to shout, you'll have no control over this call because I'll disconnect it.
You have no control over your faculties.
Excuse me?
You have no control over your faculties.
And people say that Americans aren't rude.
Oh, here we go with the racism. Say it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm just disconnecting the call, you rude American pig.
Oh! That was good. She got me. Rude American. That's all they got on us, Tuck. Rude American. Oh, the Americans are so rude, and they eat, and they're fat. They're jealous. Jealous! Wow. She yelled at me, too. She's an angry little bitch. It's her bitch. I think it's sandwich time, man. Shut up, you stupid foreigner. This is America, server. I'm from Poland. I take it in the ass. I'm a communist. I let communists come and fuck my mother. Is that you? Yeah, where are you from? You stupid shit. Yeah, whatever. Your mother got fucked by Muslims or something. Where are you from? Yeah. Fuck you, fucking German, whatever you are.
Hey, what's the matter? Oppa! Oppa!
Yeah, that was Greek, just like my shirt, fucker. Alright. I'm gonna go make a sandwich, bitches. Y'all gonna sit here and like it.
We're the, We're playing in the lobby here, and we still don't have a room.
Yeah, we're on Ted's TeamSpeak server, and he runs a free TeamSpeak server. Anybody that has a gaming club, clan, perverts, you name it, members of the Brazilian club. So,
you can mute him, by the way. You can just mute him.
I did already. But we're stuck in the main lobby because Tuck took away our main. We were the original people on here, man. The first channel, remember it was just us and Tuck? Us and Ted on Ted's server. I think Jin had us, and then slowly but surely all these European foreigners, non-American animals came in here doing, listen to them, listen to how they talk, listen to them. Yeah, listen to how nasty they sound. They don't even speak English.
You are from?
No, you speak English.
Yeah, because you're a monkey, right? Stupid.
Speak Portuguese.
Fuck you. Portuguese?
Fuck you off. You are bad.
Portuguese. They're fucking wannabe Spanish. They're nasty. They're beneath Spain. And I'm from a master race. My ancestors come from Spain and Italy. And then you got Portuguese. They're
no
like,
idea what you're talking
like
about.
The nastiest immigrants of Europe. The most hated people in Europe are Portuguese, I think. They're so nasty. They live in the end of a fucking peninsula. What's that? They live at the tip of a penis.
They ruled the world at one point, though.
What, they ruled South? Well, they rule. Whatever. A few islands in Brazil? Woo.
A long time ago.
Ah, whatever.
Still. They had their day.
I guess. Alright, we're going to take a break here about 5 minutes. I'm going to use the restroom and get some water here. Make a sandwich. When we come back, we'll do more live prank calls. Send in your numbers, please. Much appreciated. Be right back here. Thank you for listening. We're right back in about 5. Thank you.
BBC One. Next up, Monty Python's Flying Circus.
You are responsible for these charges.
No, I am not.
all go to hell.
Good point.
Straight off the streets of Compton. And by most suckers hating. I got something I want you motherfuckers to know. I really don't give a fuck.
That's that word again, motherfucker. Had some technical issues there, sorry everybody.
Niggas ain't shit in the 90s, I don't trust them.
Madhouse Radio's back from break. Thank you for letting me take my sandwich break, everybody. I am Carlito. How are you? I turned off the Brazilians. Oh, yeah, I turned off everything. If they're still talking, we're going to have to put you on Skype. Let's see. Hey, you dirty fucking Brazilian shit. Why don't you shut up? Why don't you see we're trying to do something here, you stupid Portuguese talking fuck?
I've been trying to tell them in their language.
And they don't listen.
I
understand?
Don't know their language, but I would tell them.
Nasty fucking language of theirs. Alright, the Lion's Den Adult Superstore. Yeah, we're important internet superstars, man. Uh-huh. It's better if you say it in English.
Though, say it in Brazilian makes it, make it interesting.
No, it doesn't. It gets boring after a while. It's that Happy Meat stuff. Why don't you Happy Meat
them? It gets boring after a while because no one can have any contact to it. But
Happy Meat them, Tuck. They'll like it. Go on Skype, Tuck. Let's get out of here.
I've been. Have you been hearing? Have you been... I
turned off everything. They like it. They like the Happy Meat thing. Shit. They like Happy Meat. Yeah.
They were playing Donna Summer and all kinds of shit.
They were playing Donna Summer. You see how effeminate they are. Tuck, go to Skype. I'm canceling this because these people have bad manners. Bye, Tuck. Skype now.
Okay.
All right. I'm tasting a sushi coming up. That's not good. Can't be good, man. Still rolling in my 6-4 on the thick zangs. Alright. Before we call that adult superstar, we're going to call McDonald's. MacDonald's in Holyhead. I guess I should wait for Tuck to get on here first. Or I'll miss it. She could take me to a motel and work a nigga spell, cause I'm easy.
Yeah. Suck on these nuts, motherfuckers. Give it to me and quit faking.
All right. Yeah, I really got to email. I got to email Ted and get him to get us a room in there and again. Cause now.
Yeah, we need to get up on it.
And I want him to kick out all those Brazilians off of his server forever. Nah, there's no need for that.
They were probably there first, actually.
They're probably his lady boys, you know? He likes them in there.
Yeah, man, I did a whole Happy Meat bit on them, and they just started laughing, and then so they were playing Donna Summer.
Donna Summer. Kick ass. Makes sense.
Bunch of guys have gay... disco rat their fingertips on their iTunes.
Their iTunes machines. Who are we calling again? McDonald's, that's right.
Okay.
I only speak Welsh, bitch.
Yeah, dude's got this Welsh thing. He says I sound Welsh. Is it Welsh at McDonald's?
Yeah. Welshin.
There we go.
They're calling Welshia. I hate to get when you get one of those pimples on your temple of your head. Oh man! So
yeah.
Oh man! This is so angry. Dude, they're not answering.
They're not up, probably.
Dude. All right. We got Cardiff, Wales here.
All right.
Hopefully they're not closed. They're 24 hours there, right? Just like here.
It's like a big city for Wells, I believe.
It's a big city. Right.
For Wells. And, that's where they filmed Dr. Hugh and all that shit.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's actually where they filmed it all.
Dr. Hugh.
Dr. Hugh.
You gotta watch Doctor Who. I've seen maybe when I was a kid, I watched one or two on PBS. And I'm talking a long time ago.
Old school ones. But the new ones look like you would be watching Star Trek now. Or
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They got big tits in them? Probably not
cute,
in Britain.
Cute girls, but the special effects is up to par.
British girls need bigger tits, man. Get back to me when they got bigger tits than you. Go punch your mom in the tits a little bit. Get them all nice and swollen.
Calling the McDonald's again?
Yeah, the other McDonald's.
They're not open yet, man.
Man. No, they were open before. They just, maybe they're having their monthly prayer. Their morning prayer. It's 6:35 a.m. over there, you know? And in the Bay Bay's hey.
Walmart chant.
They're doing the march chant. The black people chanting. Alright, show's slowing down a little bit. I'm out of numbers here, actually. Music's very loud. Oh my god. Wow, WinApp just has a mind of its own tonight. There it goes. Okay, finally, it responds. All right, well, I don't know much what to do here without numbers. If you got numbers, send them in. Let me call that dildo store here in the meantime.
Dildo.
We got a Carlos Jr., too.
Carlos Jr.
That's my son's name. When he comes. Oh, my wife's vagina.
Oh, dear. Keep that to yourself.
That's where they come from, Tuck. I don't know if you knew. They come out of my wife's vagina. Tuck's not interested in that. I told you. Well, I'm trying to dial America States. And he's trying to call Angola for some reason.
Angola,
because we called. I tried to call Angola last year. Yeah. So anyway, the Apple TV is. It looks okay. I don't know if it's a big thing. It'd be nice if you could stream your, you know, iTunes collection to it over. That'd be kind of cool. But that didn't get happen. No apps on it. Nothing like that. No games.
Yeah. Why? Why bother? There's no storage on it. You can't store. Yeah. Like, in other words, you can't. Get iTunes stuff and store it on it and play it for your brother who doesn't have a computer but wants to watch YouTube stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's
what I would have gotten it for. But
you used to be able to. But apparently, like on iTunes, you used to be able to buy movies $20 and you kept the copy forever on your iPod, right. Your iPhone, your iMac, whatever you want to call it, and then. Now they, I think he said, Jobs said that no more permanent purchases. It's just rentals only. I'm like, whoa, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, that's, okay, whatever, bye. See.
Yeah. Why would I want to pay 99 cents for a TV episode when I can, A, probably go on demand? Okay, so you're telling me if I forget, here's how it'll happen with me. For then they get me to pay 99 cents to buy an episode of Top Chef or something fucking shit. My DVR would have messed up and not recorded it. You gotta say, in that case, I won't go to on demand and get it on my DVR, on my cable box. And I won't.
Go to Mega, whatever.
Yeah.
And stream it for free.
Yeah, I won't go to one of the sites that has it where you can stream it for free. I won't download it on a torrent. And I won't go to the network's station or Hulu to watch it for free. Then I'll pay 99 cents to watch it for 24 hours. Yeah.
Or get a high def version of Rapid Share of it.
What? Yeah. Whatever, dude. Or go out and rent it when it finally comes out on DVD. They're not giving me a much incentive.
You send numbers. Who'd you send them to?
Nunu sent them to me.
Numbers to me.
He's sending in numbers for BBC Northern Ireland and BBC Scotland. Why does he want us to call BBC
so much? I don't know. It's something about him
being from Britain.
Saying I sound like I'm speaking Welsh.
Right.
I think that's a basic concept if I'm getting it correctly. If I'm getting his little...
Let me try to connect BBC Ireland and BBC Scotland at the same time. So isn't Northern Ireland a different country, or did they end up becoming the country, or did they?
Okay, Northern Ireland is Ireland. It's just a little. It's just an itty bitty tip of Ireland that is controlled by England,
okay.
And they call it Northern Ireland.
All right.
And that's where they have all the IRA brouhaha.
The brouhaha. Shit. And then Scotland's an independent country, but is there a separate Ireland on top of that anyway?
Scotland is sort of an independent country, sort of not. It's not like Ireland, though. It's not like border, like, bombing each other over it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ireland's an independent country.
Hello? Hi, is this the BBC?
BBC Belfast, that's it.
Explain to me what's on the TV right now. It's disgusting.
Oh my god! Oh, I can't stand it! Don't turn it off!
Turn it off. Please. Right now! Get this off the TV right now. Both of you.
I'm shaking, please! Okay, I'm shaking! Services.
Please press 1 now if you would like to leave feedback about any BBC program or service. Press 2 if there's interference or technical problems receiving TV or
she's
radio.
She's touching my eyes!
We're worried about BBC
she's touching my eyes and I can't
program.
Even see her!
Can't you hit 0 here? Hash? 5?
Are you typing on Skype, by the way? Are you using the Google phone? Just wondering that today.
No, I'm not using the fucking Google phone. Damn it. Wait. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. We can use the Google phone app, right? Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Skype, but how are you typing on Skype?
The dial pad. This is dial pad.
I don't know.
Stupid.
But like on the Google phone, you have the big type pad, yeah.
Yeah, it's got a type pad too. Yeah. I don't know if it's enabled on this Gmail account here. Yeah, it says call phone. Let's see if it lets me. Yeah, it does. Let's try it.
Open it up. You probably have to install some plugins or something.
No, I already did. It says I already got it from my other account. So yeah, you just gotta install it on the computer. But it's cool. It's like a web version of Skype. If you
it's
want it,
nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Okie dokie. We got any more numbers? I hate to end the show. I just have to take a break, but I'm thinking about ending the show after taking a break because things have slowed down. And say it's a cookery show.
What happened to the BBC? Did they just hang up on
us? Yeah, they both hung up. One of them put me through the voicemail. The other guy's like, all right. So we'll call Carl's Jr. I got 2 numbers left. We'll call these real quick and we'll call it a night. All right. Well, we tried.
All right.
We did what we could. All right, let's see how good this new Google Gmail. You can do. You can make phone calls in Gmail. Let's see if how it works.
Yeah,
it's free. It says it's free. Test. Yeah, fax machine. Listening to KDK over the weekend, he retired for the 5th time.
I've been hearing about this.
He said it's for real now. And it sounds like he can't afford a Shoutcast server anymore, so he was deciding to end the show.
So, what's wrong with TalkShoe?
Or what's wrong with that blog radio?
Blog radio, that's it.
Ustream. TalkShoe's good. TalkShoe works.
What's wrong with Ustream? Exactly.
Justin.
Ustream.
Shit. Thousands of others. It'd be nice if you had a friend in the prank call scene that he was nice to that had a Shoutcast server he was managing and maybe would let him go on. But,
whatever.
Of course, who needs friends, you know? Who needs to be nice to others? And such is how we learn our lessons, everybody. Not that we're really going to miss KDK. He did what he did. He's a traitor. He's a traitor to the crown. And I beat him. I am the dominant force.
He hates himself, thus he hates everyone else.
That's right.
Yeah.
He said it right there.
Not to knock him or anything, but that's just true. He hates himself, thus he hates everything.
He hates me. That's for sure.
He hates everybody. He hates himself, number one.
Yeah. Well, and he admitted to all the lies. He said that when he said he was dying of cancer, it was a lie. He has so many more lies he didn't bring up, though. He admitted how he faked that he was going to kill himself once.
When you're a pathological liar, you forget all the lies.
I guess so. Crazy. You remember he used to say he had a daughter who was half black?
Right, yeah.
I mean, in private conversations, like, oh yeah, well, my daughter goes to tumbling classes. I'm like, oh really, that's cool. Like, not even on the subject. He just told me, yeah, well, my daughter's is in tumbling classes right now. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I wonder who he was really talking about. Maybe his sister, maybe his niece. In some twisted way, he wanted to believe it was his daughter.
I don't know.
Wonder what ever happened to Keith. K-Bone.
Yeah, Keith was a bunch of bullshit, too. Who was that guy? Was he throwing his voice or something?
K-Bone just had enough of him. K-Bone wanted to have a baby. He said, remember, he's done on Zolar show, that
one. I think...
Hello, it's just the lion's done.
Oh, lions. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have lubricants there, but anything that doesn't have any smell.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Of all of them, which one comes in the smallest container but with no smell?
We do have our brand.
You got your own?
Yes.
Are they water-based?
Yes.
Okay. Can you read up to the ingredients? Because I can't have any latex, I can't have any gluten or gelatin on my skin. And don't tell me the hall, you need to come in and check it out, because that's not how this works. It's what I say, and when I say goes, and you go and you do it now.
Okay.
Thank you, bud.
Actually, I have customers.
I don't care. Okay. I'm a customer. Right. I came first.
You sure do have customers, sir.
Your customers are on the phone right now.
Okay. Well, right now it doesn't work that way.
No, it works that way, because I'm the one calling, and I'm the one in charge, so you do what I say.
Hell, it usually works.
Okay. You have a great night.
Stupid. Alright. Are they running the show? I'm just going to sit and eat almonds and play Star Trek Online. Yay!
That worked. Oh, yeah, you're like, it's where you fly in a spaceship or something, right?
Dude, you're like, like that, and you blow stuff up. I'm racist. Like, I say racist things about the Klingons all the time, and Athena gets upset. She's like, who are you talking about? Like, these fucking assholes, these fucking Klingons. I hate these fucking Klingons. You're like the blacks of Star Trek.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They actually cast black guys to play them.
I hate Romulans. Romulans are assholes. I kill Romulans all day. I kill a fucking Romulan. I wish there was a Romulan right here. I'd kill
them. Klingons are blacks. Romulans are the Asians.
Now I end up at Deep Space Nine. Now I'm supposed to fight the Cardassians a little bit.
Yeah,
and I'm worried about them because they're.
Kardashians, I think, are the Mexicans.
No. Anyway, thank you everybody for listening to this episode of Madhouse Radio. I give this episode a 78%. MSU3 Clay reports KDK said Keith turned into a total meth head. I could see that. That's what KDK said 3 or 4
weeks
ago.
I still say Keith was just the character that KDK invented through his voice.
You think it was really Keith and KDK? KDK
yeah,
was really
just,
Keith.
Yeah, he just did a list of voices. Yeah.
KDK is a boyfriend or girlfriend. Let me look here. See if I find that audio from when Keith broke up with him. Because he called in the Zolar show to tell him about it, even. It was crazy. I think Milkman and Jin were on the air, and then they heard about it, and
yeah,
Zolar heard about it, and they all did a show together, and they talked to Keith on the air.
Hey, you having a great time? I need some attention, so I'm going to be creative.
I don't have that audio. If I do, I don't have it anymore. Anyway, everybody, hey, like I said, you know, thanks for fucking listening to the show. Madhouse Live is my website. I promise the next show will be a little better. Excuse me.
We're going to get with Ted and get a TS.
TeamSpeak back up, yeah. Transsexual back up. Here we go. Taxis that should speak Welsh. Okay. Newness in the last minute number here.
All right.
There's only one left.
Morning, taxis.
Yes, I only speak Welsh.
Sorry?
I can only speak
Welsh.
I only speak to someone that speaks Welsh.
You want to speak to somebody that speaks Welsh?
I only speak Welsh, people.
There's nobody here that speaks Welsh, sorry.
Where are you?
Speak Welsh and go to the cab.
Yeah. Hello?
You can call it the cab.
You got to go
right?
Right.
Can I... Right?
Sorry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We'll call him back.
Yeah. That's what Nanny wants.
That was good. You did that good. That was such a
That's what Nanny wants. This is what he wants.
Yeah, you did that pretty good. Call on, do your best fucking Ozzy Osbourne impression.
Right, so, okay.
I try this one. Let me see. Let me do mine. Yeah, you do the next one. I think it will call back to BBC One again. Do that. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Just someone goes on, mate. You're going on another day, right?
Am I speaking Welsh yet?
No,
I hung up again. All right. Tuck into Ozzy, and then we need to call Birmingham. Is that where Ozzy's from? I don't understand all those languages.
Yeah, it's just a town, dude. It's all it is.
They sound fun as hell. They're always having fun. All right. Anyway, I'll stop that. All right, I'm done for real now. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Next week, better show. Promises. We'll see. Knock on bitch. Around the epic rocket, he learned a few new styles since he took the old pick.